This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's Thursday, September 9th, 2019. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and we're just past the bottom of the hour. My guest now is Mike Van Linden. He works at JAMI as a peer support supervisor, but he's also on the board of Great Bear Collective, and we're here to talk as part of Recovery Month about a sign-making party, Hands Across the Bridge event, and Recovery Fest 2019. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. So all of this appears to be organized by Great Bear Collective. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Great Bear Recovery Collective is an organization that we came up with a few years back. And it's a group of us that are in recovery, long-term recovery from substance use disorder. And we just wanted to give back to the community by providing sober activities.
Remind us who some of the partners are in this collective.
Well, there's Jim Musser. He is another peer support specialist at JAMI. We've got Carrie Amott. She was very instrumental in our, you know, getting this going. And there's Josh and Jay Hendricks.
Okay. So. And do you meet often and have events like these?
Yeah, we actually have scheduled two sober activities a month, and we've been doing that. Well, we've been doing at least one sober activity a month for a while, but we recently just started increasing that to two sober activities a month since like June. So, yeah, we've done some fun things like we went to the pool and we did some bowling and a whole bunch of other events that we've done.
And September is Recovery Month, is that right? Or
yeah, so September is National Recovery Month, and it is for to celebrate people in recovery from both mental issues as well as substance use issues.
Okay. It looks like the Hands Across the Bridge is on Saturday. Is that right?
Correct.
And what is that celebrating?
So what we're trying to do is bring some visibility to individuals that are in recovery because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you hear people that have substance use problems, you think of junkies or addicts or things like that. And we just kind of want to bring some visibility to people that are in recovery and who are living healthy and, you know, productive lives and, you know, being good family members and good citizens. And so, yeah, we just want to stand across the bridge and we're going to recite the Serenity Prayer. And we're going to try to span the whole entire bridge and, like, hold some signs up that say, you know, I'm in recovery, you know.
Got it. And this is from 1:30 to 2:30 on Saturday?
Correct. Yeah. So we're first going to meet up at the federal building, and then we're going to march across the bridge, do the Serenity Prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and walk down to that whale statue and maybe try to snap a couple photos.
Got it. And, but before that even is a sign-making party.
Correct. Yeah. So we need to make the signs before we have something to show on the bridge. So, yeah, it's going to be over at JAMI in the admin conference room that's behind the main clinic building. And we're going to meet at 3 o'clock it'll probably go till about 5 or 6. And, you know, I've got some snacks and stuff like that and a whole bunch of, you know, decorating things to make signs.
So that's 3 p.m. tomorrow, Friday. Is
correct.
That right? At the JAMI building. Remind us where that is.
So JAMI is in it's right there across from the Castle Park. It's it's right by – it's Salmon Creek, right on Salmon Creek. So it's right kind of by the hospital in a way.
Got it. And I found all of these events at the Great Bear Recovery Collective site on Facebook.
Yeah. So that's where we post all of our events is on facebook.com/GreatBearRecovery. And then we also have a website, greatbearrecovery.com, where we have all of our stuff too.
Who would you like to see attend this event?
Family members, people who are in recovery from both substance use and mental issues. And, yeah, anybody who supports anybody in recovery can, you know, show up and show their support.
Okay. And then after Saturday, so again, that's Hands Across the Bridge from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. Meet at the federal building at what, 1 o'clock or?
Yeah, about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, 1:15.
1:15. Got it. And then Recovery Fest is the next weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Recovery Fest is going to be pretty cool. We've got a DJ. We've got some native drumming and dancing. We've got a small drag show. And we're going to have food and drink, some games, activities, bouncy houses for the kids. We're even going to have some mutual support groups like AA and the White Bison. And there's a dual recovery group that's going to go on in the smaller room. So for individuals who are there maybe seeking some help, they might be able to get some help there. And not to mention, too, that there's a lot of providers that are going to be there with information. So, you know, the various organizations like GHS, Rainforest, and JAMI, and then, you know, Bartlett and various other, you know, providers in town will be there to provide information and just help.
Got it. So this is September 28th. That's also a Saturday, right?
Correct.
12:30 to 4:30 p.m. And where is it going to be?
It's at Centennial Hall. And it's from 12:30 to 4:30.
Got it. Before, Mike, when we've spoken, you identified as a person in recovery. Is that right?
Correct.
And may I ask, will you describe for our listeners, if you feel comfortable, what's life like now as a person in recovery versus when you weren't?
Well, it's really manageable. It's amazing. You know, I've got a driver's license now. I've got a nice car. I've got a good job. I've got, you know, a wonderful wife and a wonderful child. And, you know, I work out. I enjoy life. You know, I mean, life is good, you know. And so, yeah, it's every day. It's just, a new amazing thing for me to experience, you know.
And I guess I could ask you about what life was like before, but probably just didn't include those things.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a mess. It was scary.
If somebody wants to get involved with the Great Bear Recovery Collective, what's the best way to do that?
They can get a hold of us at JAMI. Our phone number is 463-3303. And just ask for Mike or Jim, and they'll get connected with the Great Bear Collective. And yeah, we do provide peer support for individuals who are struggling. So that's definitely we're here for support for anybody who needs help.
All right. Get out your pens. We'll give you that phone number here again in a second. In the meantime, they can come make signs with you at JAMI tomorrow at 3 p.m., right?
Correct.
Or join you for Hands Across the Bridge. Meet at the Federal Building at about 1:15 on Saturday. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then get ready for Recovery Fest a week from Saturday on September 28th, and that's going to be at Centennial Hall, and that starts at 12:30 in the afternoon and goes until 4:30. More information at Great Bear Recovery Collective on Facebook.
It's facebook.com/GreatBearRecovery, and then our website is greatbearrecovery.com.
Or to speak with Mike Van Linden, who we've been talking to on the show today, call him directly at 463-3303. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Not really, except for please come.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Driving rain, maybe run from the darkness.